After my talk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know how he did it. He wrote like 6:30 or something. But I don't know. I couldn't do it because I would be like so dead.
Yeah.
I usually can't sleep.
Yeah. I was the same yesterday. I got back to my hotel at 3 and I just slept. Yeah. Hey.
I'd like to introduce Josh. Josh holds a PhD in quantum information from the University of Western Australia and is now working for the quantum full-stack startup Xanadu in Toronto, where he's part of the quantum machine learning software team. And quantum open source project that he's actively working on includes Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane. And today he's going to talk about quantum machine learning with Penny Lane. So please welcome Josh.
Hi, everyone. So as Mark mentioned, my name's Josh. I'm a quantum software developer at Xanadu. And at Xanadu, we're a full-stack quantum computing company. So we're working on both the continuous variable hardware as well as open-source quantum software development. So as mentioned, one of our software platforms is Strawberry Fields. This is for integration and submitting jobs to our quantum hardware. I encourage you to check it out, strawberryfields.ai. For the purposes of this talk, I'll be focusing on one of our other libraries, Penny Lane, which is a open source quantum machine learning framework. So for this talk, so I gave this a similar talk last year, introducing Penny Lane. This year, I'll be going back a bit, discussing where the ideas for Penny Lane came from, and also moving forward a year, so discussing what's changed in Penny Lane over the last year since I last talked at FOSDEM. So, starting off, Penny Lane was conceived about July 2018. We were noticing that quantum machine learning had become quite a buzzword. The number of papers in quantum machine learning in the archive had started to increase significantly. And as we were in this noisy era of quantum computation where we have these small-scale devices, people were wondering what could we do to combine machine learning with quantum computing and what could we get out of it. So we sat down and we asked ourselves, why was deep learning so successful over the last decade or so? And it basically came down to three main points. Hardware advancements, so we'd seen GPUs had become immensely important in machine learning. The ability to scale up these thousands of small computers